This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the economic survey in Parliament today. The economic survey is a comprehensive review of the country's current economic state and future outlook. It is prepared by the Economic Division of the Department of Economic Affairs under the guidance of the Chief Economic Advisor. The Finance Minister is scheduled to present the Union Budget tomorrow. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will discuss the motion of thanks on the President's address on Monday. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired has extended his heartfelt greetings to the people of the state, especially to the Idu Mishmi community on the auspicious occasion of the Rai Festival. He expressed his hope that the celebration brings together the blessings of the Divine Mother Nani Intaya and reinforces the spirit of unity, brotherhood and social harmony among us all. The governor said that the Idu Mishmi tribe, one of the most culturally rich communities in Arunachal Pradesh, holds a special place in preserving the traditions and unique ethnicity that define the vibrant cultural tapestry of our state. The Rai Festival is a shining reflection of this heritage, showcasing the diversity and vitality of our shared culture. On this joyous occasion, I offer my prayers to the Divine Mother Nani Intaya to shower her choicest blessings on each one of us, bringing prosperity, happiness and harmony into our lives, the governor said in his message. Agriculture Minister Gabriel D. Wangsu convened a comprehensive review meeting today with the heads of departments, the Deputy Commissioner of Tirap District and administrative officers to assess the progress and challenges in the agricultural and allied sectors. Speaking on the occasion, Minister Wangsu emphasized the need for transparent, need-based distribution of scheme benefits free from political influence. He stressed the critical role of quality inputs, particularly in fisheries and agriculture, and directed the Fisheries Department to establish hatcheries using revolving funds to ensure sustainable fish seed production. The Basar 100 watts FM transmitter in Laparada district will restart functioning from February 1, 2025. The radius of coverage is approximately 15 kilometers and will cover the entire Basar township and its nearby areas. Speaking to DD News, N. Ramanjanappa, Akashvani cluster head Itanagar, said that the FM transmission will benefit the people of the area in getting important information in all sectors. He said FM transmitter will relay the Akashvani Itanagar's program from morning 6 a.m. to evening 10:30 p.m. Wushu player Mersingai Mong has earned another gold medal at the 38th National Games held in Uttarakhand. In response to the news, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post today congratulated Mersingai Mong on the achievement. "Your hard work, dedication and excellence inspire us all," Khandu wrote in his post. Meanwhile, this is the second gold from Arunachal in the same category. Earlier, Niman Wangsu created history by winning the first gold medal in Wushu for the state on Thursday. A massive fire broke out in the early hours of Thursday, reducing at least 15 shops in the Old Bazaar area of Hayuliang Anjao district to ashes. The cause of the fire is yet to be determined. While no casualties were reported, the fire resulted in significant loss of property. In response to the unfortunate incident, local MLA Dasanglu Pool has expressed deep concern over the incident and assured that all possible measures would be taken to support the victims. She has urged the community to come together in solidarity and extend help to those who have lost their livelihood in the incident. In the meantime, officials are investigating the case of the fire, and further reports and further updates are awaited, stated a release. A legal aid clinic was inaugurated by Arunachal Pradesh State Legal Services Authority Member Secretary at Police Station Ying Kyong on Thursday. The legal aid clinic will provide free and competent legal services to the weaker section of society to ensure that opportunity for securing justice is not denied to any citizen by reason of economic and other disabilities. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.